This is All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. While Election Day is still 15 months away, the race for Senate is already heating up with last week's announcement that Tom Cotton is running for the Republican nomination. Now Cotton and incumbent Senator Mark Pryor are on the campaign trail.
Well, we're rooting for you big time, Tom. Let me know anything you want to do.
I'm doing good.
That's audio of Cotton meeting with supporters in Springdale. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas spent one day each traveling with the candidates as they went through the state. He joins me now, and Roby, tell me what that was like.
Well, as you know, Michael, this is going to be the biggest race in 2014. I went on the road with Tom Cotton the day after he announced for the U.S. Senate and spent pretty much the whole day with he and his campaign team as they went from northwest Arkansas, a mountain home, to Jonesboro. And then the next day, on Thursday, I went on the road with Mark Pryor, who was really conducting more of his official business as a state, as a U.S. senator. But we spent some time privately just talking in between events and around the course of the day. So just to get a little bit more a feel for what makes these two guys tick and how they feel about each other and just kind of what some of the dynamics may be in this race.
The candidates really do stick to the talking points, and the responses sound almost robotic. But tell me a little about each candidate. Let's start with Tom Cotton. A lot of people still really don't know him. We hear his comments, but tell me a little about more what kind of person Cotton is.
Congressman Cotton, and this was interesting because a lot of the people that we were meeting with were outside of the district he's represented, so they did not know him. And it was interesting to me that, you know, we would be at a Western Sizzlin' in Mountain Home, and I would ask somebody there, you know, how do you know Tom Cotton? And they would say, I don't. This is my first time to meet him. I've just read about him. I've heard about him. I like his politics. I want to see if he's the real deal. And he answered a lot of questions from a lot of people on some interesting topics. And while a lot of that was pretty much what you would expect them to stick to in terms of talking points, there were a couple of times where he pushed back on a few people with some items. For instance, somebody asked an interesting question about the United Nations having too much control over the U.S., which is a pretty far-right conservative position on some things. And Cotton explained to them, it would have been easy for him to say, yeah, we're not going to let the United Nations tell us what to do. But he actually explained to them the importance of the U.S. working with the United Nations on foreign policy initiatives that they have mutual interests. And so I was interested to see he didn't completely just, you know, run with the Kool-Aid on some of the supporters that were there and vice versa. But he is a funny guy once he gets past his persona of being in a serious mood about being a U.S. Senate candidate. He likes to listen to several sports podcast shows, some things like that, you know, just learning a little bit more about what makes the guy tick and how he, you know, kind of decompresses when he's not, you know, doesn't have the cameras on him.
And Senator Pryor?
Senator Pryor, you know, is really Arkansas through and through. One of the things we talked about a lot is how much he likes to hang out with his kids. As a lot of people will remember, the senator's gone through a divorce in the past year. He's asked people to be respectful of that and not, you know, engage too much in that private matter. He's looking forward to the fall hunting season. He and his son bond a lot by going out and, you know, duck hunting and deer hunting and things like that. And so I think that he's just kind of learning to adjust to new life, and that he's, you know, spending time with his kids. That's one of the things that he does in the rare moments that he has free time.
There's such hostility in this race coming from both sides. During your time following the two candidates, were there any times where they were directly challenged or confronted by someone hostile to their positions, or have people been respectful?
I think for the most part, people have been respectful. I did not see Cotton really encounter anybody. There was one person that came and met with him at the cafe. She was a younger student, probably from the university. I didn't get a chance to talk to her because she disappeared very quickly afterwards, but I watched their conversation and I asked him about it after she left. And it was a very civil conversation. She disagreed with his vote on the student loans. They talked about it. He explained his position. She explained her position. and they just kind of agreed to disagree. I did see one person get very aggressive with Senator Pryor about his health care vote in one setting, and basically just kind of read him the riot act up one side and down the other. I learned later that that person has a human resources company, and human resources companies and people in the hospitality industry are really the ones that are going to be struggling the most with the health care reform vote because they have a lot of part-time workers. And he did respond to some of the things that have been thrown at him as questions would come his way throughout the day. More in a Q&A at the State Chamber of Commerce, I found it very interesting. He was asked whether or not he regretted his vote on the health care reform measure, which is going to be a central theme in this campaign that we're going to see play out over and over. He really gave his most spirited defense of that vote that I have heard him give in the last several months. He talked about that the law was not perfect. It needed to be improved. He's working to improve it. But here are some really good things that came out of this. And he rattled off about five or six bullet points, such as adult children being able to stay on a parent's insurance plan, the no pre-existing conditions, small business tax credits, refund checks from insurance companies, you know, from the premiums not being spent completely like they should. And I think the biggest thing that came out of that is he talked about how the bill has actually created some jobs. And he talked about the jobs up in Rogers that are going to come as a result of that. Obviously, there is the contrary position to that, which is there are a lot of companies saying it has cost some jobs too, and I think that there's merit to that as well. But I see him having to embrace that healthcare vote. He can't admit that he made a mistake on it, I don't think, politically. He said too much already on the record about that he stands by that vote. I don't think he can be dismissive about that vote. He can't say, yeah, I voted for it, but let's talk about something else. I think his only really path to dealing with it head on, since it's going to get thrown at him all year, is to say, I voted for it. Here's the good parts of it. You tell me where it's bad, and let's make some changes to it and make it better.
Anything surprise you from your time following the two?
I was a little bit surprised at just how organized the Cotton campaign is already. There is a military-type discipline to the campaign. There are people with specific roles. There are tasks to be accounted for on a daily basis, if not even more often than that. And they get checked off the list with tremendous efficiency. Some of that is because of Cotton's military background and because of the fact that he is just a disciplined person. And some of that is also because I think they're coming right out of the gate, you know, with a new campaign. It was a new candidacy. There's a lot of enthusiasm and, you know, interest. And so this was his campaign launch. Mark Pryor launched several months ago. Now I think he's in his daily routine of doing his Senate business and then blocking off time to do things that politicians love and hate to do, like raise money, which they hate to do, and go out on the campaign trail, which they love to do.
That's Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas, talking about the days he spent following the two candidates for Senate. Thanks, Roby.
You got it, Michael.
This is KUAR FM 89.